Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce the consonants J and CH distinctly and correctly. Learning to hear and say the difference between J, as in the word joke, and CH, as in the word choke, will make your pronunciation more accurate and will make your accent sound more like a native speaker's. Depending on what your first language is, you may find it difficult to pronounce and distinguish between these sounds. More specifically, if your first language is Spanish, Russian, Korean, or German, you may be confusing these two sounds. One of the most common mistakes is to confuse the sound J with the sound CH, so a word like Jane might sound like chain, or vice versa. In podcasts number 38 and 39, we learned how to pronounce J and CH correctly and in full detail. I recommend that you listen to those podcasts before listening to this one, if you haven't already. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to hear and say the difference between J and CH, like a native speaker. We're also going to learn and practice the difference between these two sounds in a special training exercise. So let's begin by reviewing how to pronounce the sound CH. In order to pronounce the sound CH, you want to press the tip and the blade of your tongue against the gum ridge. The gum ridge is the bump on the roof of your mouth. Press your tongue firmly. The sides of the tongue should also be touching the side teeth. Stop the airflow completely until the pressure builds up, and then release quickly. Your lips should be slightly protruded, slightly forward. Please listen and repeat. Ch. Ch. Now let's discuss the difference between the sounds ch and j. Ch and j are a voiceless and voiced pair. This means that the tongue position for is exactly the same as the tongue position for J. That's right. If you can do the tongue position and movement for one, then you can do it for the other. The only difference between these two consonants is that for J, we also use our voice. We vibrate our vocal folds. For a more detailed lesson on voiceless and voiced consonants, see podcast number 30. If you're having trouble saying J, remember, it's just CH plus your voice. In order to make a J sound, maintain the same position for CH and add your voice. Let's try this in an exercise. We're going to alternate between CH and J. Pay careful attention to the form of your tongue. Remember, the form and movement is the same for both sounds. The only difference is voicing. Please listen and repeat. Ch. J. Ch. J. Now here's a tip for a more accurate pronunciation of CH and J. Make sure that your tongue tip is on the ridge. A common mistake students make is to press their tongue too far forward near the teeth. It often sounds like this, TZ or DZ. The American CH and J is further back. press further back to get that full and warm sound Americans make when they make these sounds. Now that we've learned how to pronounce ch and j correctly and distinctly, let's continue to work on developing a clear distinction between these sounds. The most common mistake students make is substituting ch for j. It often depends on what your first language is. For example, instead of saying Jane, J-A-N-E, a woman's name, a student might say something like chain, C-H-A-I-N. Or instead of saying ridge, R-I-D-G-E, a student might say something like rich, R-I-C-H. So we're going to do a special training exercise to help you further develop a clear distinction. You're going to hear a pair of words. The words are exactly the same, except that the first word contains the consonant ch, and the second word contains the consonant j. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to the differences in voicing. Choke. Joke. Chain. Jane. Chin. Gin. Choose. Jews. Etch. Edge. Search. Surge. Mastering the distinction between ch and j is an important part of learning to speak English clearly and correctly. To the ears of an American, these two sounds are completely different and distinct. Learning these sounds is one more important step towards speaking English with a standard American accent. The best way to learn a new sound is to practice it slowly. In fact, the secret to speaking English clearly and quickly is practicing slowly and accurately. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process. But if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You'll learn how to pronounce the sounds of English just like a native speaker. And then you'll practice them in words and common expressions and idioms that Americans use all the time. You'll get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Every lesson comes with a complete transcript in PDF so you can read along if you want. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specially designed it for that purpose. Download Best Accent Training today and practice your pronunciation wherever and whenever you want to. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, please contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. I'd be happy to hear from you. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.